Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3318, and today's date is March 31st, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Insurgencies Exposed to the People. Patriot Plan is Becoming Clear. Freedom. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, as their agenda completely and utterly falls apart, the people around the world, they're starting to call out their installed politicians about what they are experiencing, what they're seeing, because the people, they're not stupid. They realize what's happening. They realize the economy is falling apart, especially out in the other countries like Canada, the UK, Spain, New Zealand, especially the emerging countries, they understand that there's major, major problems. And the people, they're starting to realize that, wait a minute, who caused all of this? Why do we have these problems? Why is everything so expensive? Why isn't my currency going as far as it should be? Why can't I live? And this is going to be the deep state's downfall, because remember, they never expected this to happen while people were awake. They expected this to happen when there was a major, major event, so they could blame everything on that major event. Just like I do believe the Biden administration, the fake news, as the economy, the internals of the economy deteriorate, and this is what the people actually experience, they're going to start blaming this probably on the bridge here in the United States. But if you look out in Canada, you can see that the people out in Canada, they're having a very difficult time. And the people, they understand there's major, major problems in the economy. They can't afford things. Things are completely out of their reach now. And Justin Trudeau, he's finally admitting there are problems in Canada. Wall Street Silver put this out on X and said, after 8 years of his liberal government, Canadians will struggle to save money, pay bills, fuel their vehicles, and own a home. Canadians need to get rid of him. The only question now is which country he will flee to in exile. And yes, this is what the people are now experiencing. Now, of course, is he going to say, well, it's because of my policies, this is why it's happening? No, he's going to blame it on everything else. But the people, they understand. They realize what's really going on. And actually, his popularity, his seats that he has, it's all completely disappearing right now. And this is going to happen across the world as the entire economic system completely and utterly falls apart. And this is why we have many, many nations now moving away from the Federal Reserve note. They're going back to their local currency. They're going back to gold, making sure that they have gold. And here in the United States, what's very interesting is that there are certain people that were requesting some information using the Freedom of Information Act request, trying to get information about the Federal Reserve and the gold. And once again, the Federal Reserve is a private corporation, so I don't think Freedom of Information Act request will actually work. But we'll be talking about that in just a sec. But what's very interesting is we can see that the central bank system, the system does not benefit the people. And what it does is it puts every single country into debt, which means the countries now are beholden to the private Western Central Bank. And the people of those countries, they're enslaved to the private Western Central Bank. And the central bankers, they realize that this is not enough. We really need to actually control every aspect of the people's lives. And this is why they're going after energy. This is why they're going after the food source. This is why they're going after the way we live, because they realize, you know something, it's not enough just to control the currency. They thought it would be, hey, if we can control the currency, we can pretty much control the world. But they realize that, wait a minute, people still rise up, people still push back. So that is our major problem that we have to tackle, because we don't want people rising up. We need to keep them controlled, contained. And again, this is why they're pushing the Great Reset, the Green New Scam. But in the end, this is going to fail. But what you do see is that most countries now, they are now in a huge amount of debt. The Kobisi letter on X put this out and said, since 1800, 51 out of 52 countries who have reached 130% debt to GDP ratio have defaulted. According to the US CBO itself, debt to GDP in the US is on track to hit 130% for the first time by 2033. In 2007, debt to GDP in the US was just 60%. And it was quickly doubled since then. Currently, debt to GDP is at approximately 124%, which is higher than the peak of the World War II at 119%. Since 2020, debt to GDP is up a whopping 20% after the government's massive borrowing spree. Simply put, this is unsustainable. And that is absolutely true. And if you continue on this trajectory, the entire system is going to completely and utterly fall apart. And remember, on the way, it's not like everything is fine and then all of a sudden everything falls apart. People experience what is happening in the economy every step of the way, and it gets worse and worse for people. So that's what people recognize. That's what people experience. I mean, when you look at the economy today, it looks very, very similar to 2008, 2009. And people are starting to see that, yes, we're in an election year. We're seeing the same exact signs that we saw back then, But this time it's a lot worse because of the amount of debt and what they have done to the economy. The Kobisi letter again on X put this out and said, personal interest payments are about to break above 2008 levels. Personal interest payments exclude mortgage interest and have just skyrocketed to 3% of personal consumption. To put this in perspective, it was just 1.6% less than 3 years ago. Personal interest as a share of personal consumption is rising more than 10 times as fast as it did in 2008. We have inflation with record high interest rates on credit cards and auto loans. Consumers are fighting inflation with debt. And that's absolutely true. And auto loan rates are now 10% plus, and credit card debt rates are 25% plus. This is a dangerous game to play. And the people, they're seeing that, hey, things aren't going the way they thought it was going to go. Remember, Biden is continually out there telling everyone that inflation's under control, fuel prices are under control, the economy is doing well. But again, the internals, they're continually breaking down. And the people, they know the truth. Plus, the people know when you're gaslighting them. And the people see the inflation. Right now, the CPI inflation is up two straight months, first time since September 2023. PPI inflation nearly doubled year on year, highest since October 2023. PCE inflation up in February, first time since August 2023. 3M annualized supercore, highest since June 2023. So how is the Fed going to cut? I do believe they are going to cut because they have no choice, because we're in a presidential election and they need to continually prop things up. When everything starts to really fail and the market starts to waver, that's when they're going to cut one time just to pump it up right before the election. But we'll have to see how all this plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that since the Baltimore Bridge came down, which is the Francis Scott Key Bridge, he's the individual that wrote the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, we're starting to get warning signs from all over the place. The Baltimore Union warns of job loss since the bridge has collapsed right now. And this is just going to get worse and worse. And what's very interesting is that Moody is now warning that the bridge collapse is credit negative for Baltimore, because this is a huge shock to Baltimore. Now, Baltimore, remember, they were supposedly getting billions of dollars from the Obama administration to basically build Baltimore back up. And I don't think people are actually seeing that. Who knows where that money went, because we know there's a lot of money laundering. But Moody's published a note that said a prolonged closure of the port would ripple through the local economy and could spark negative credit risk events for the city and state. So the bridge collapse threatens to disrupt aspects of the state of Maryland and city of Baltimore. The suspension of shipping traffic to the port of Baltimore will likely divert cargo to other East Coast ports, which may affect jobs, tax revenue. And yes, it will, because we already hear from the union there that, yes, we're going to lose jobs because of this. And think about it, the transportation of all goods now has to go all the way around because they don't have the bridge right now. So yes, is this going to have a major, major impact on the economy? And I do believe, as we see the economy completely and utterly fall apart, I do believe the Biden administration is going to point to the Baltimore Bridge to say, this is why we're starting to see these anomalies in the economy. Everything I was doing, he's going to say, was working perfectly until the bridge came down. And now we're seeing, yes, fuel prices are starting to move up a little bit, inflation starting to move up a little bit. But again, that's not because of what I was doing, it's because of the bridge. Now, I do believe what they're doing is they're setting this up because when they have a change of batter, they can say, listen, everything that was happening was working. This is why the economy's falling apart. But don't worry, we can put this back on track. And I do believe this is the type of argument they're going to use when the time comes. But again, is this going to be believable by the people? No, I don't believe so. Because remember, the economy was falling apart. People were experiencing high inflation. People were experiencing high fuel costs. Remember, when he came into office, inflation was very, very low. People had jobs. Fuel was very, very low. The country was energy independent. And people saw a very big difference when he came into office. And it happened very, very quickly. Everything just shot up very, very quickly. So people, I think, are understanding, they're realizing, and they're not going to believe this. Now, what's very interesting is that right now, as the economy falls apart, what do we see happening? We see alternative currencies, they are moving up. I do believe we're going to see major surges in gold and in Bitcoin and probably other metals and other things like land. And I do believe this is going to continue as time goes on, because as the economy implodes, as we see more inflation, yes, you're going to see these things move up. Now, people are going to get very, very concerned right now because people want to make sure that the U.S. has the gold. And what's very interesting is that Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, he has evaded a sitting congressman's question about the central bank's foreign gold holdings. And the Fed has also declined to comply with the Freedom of Information Act request for records about such holdings. Now, again, the Federal Reserve is not part of the government. The Federal Reserve is a private corporation. So I don't believe the Freedom of Information Act request actually can be used on the Federal Reserve if it's a private corporation, just like any other private corporation. So right now, the Federal Reserve is not being transparent because, again, it is a private corporation. It's not part of the government. And they don't want people to know if they have the gold or don't have the gold. Now, what's very interesting about this, going back in time when Trump was in the White House, they already started the process of restructuring the Fed into the Treasury. And I'm wondering if maybe part of the restructuring, gold was moved away from the Federal Reserve. That's very interesting. But Representative Alex Mooney asked Powell about the matter in December letter, only to have the Fed chair respond last month with an evasive non-answer, telling him that the Federal Reserve does not own gold, but holds it as a custodian for other entities, a fact that the congressman presumably already knew. And the Federal Reserve, as we know, declined the Freedom of Information Act request. So once again, if they were just a custodian, did the U.S. take back the gold from the Federal Reserve? Well, if we're going to restructure the country, if we're going to get rid of the Federal Reserve, I do believe the United States would have to take custody of the gold. And I do believe, one way or another, I do believe Trump and the Patriots probably have the gold someplace. Because once again, if you're going to put the country on the right track, if you're going to remove the Federal Reserve, you need to make sure that you can go back to the Constitution, which means you need to have sound money. And I do believe with the combination of Bitcoin, combination of gold, I do believe this is where all this is headed. And I do believe the Patriots put things in place to make sure that we're able to move to a sound money system when the Federal Reserve is completely and utterly destroyed. And think about it. We're watching inflation. People now are starting to realize that the currency is continually losing value. The people out in Canada are realizing, wait a minute, why am I paying so much money for food? Why is it so expensive to live? And this is what happens when the Federal Reserve system breaks down over time. Because remember, the system is not designed to benefit the people. The system is to actually steal the wealth from the people with all these hidden taxes. And that's what inflation is. It's a hidden tax. And it transports the wealth to those people that are running the system. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have taken this back. And I do believe they kicked this off when Trump was in the White House and they began the restructuring. So I do believe in the end, we'll probably end up going back to the Constitution. We will use sound money. And I do believe there's going to be a lot of countries that will be turning to Bitcoin because it will be very, very easy to bypass the SWIFT system and use a system that is outside of the private Western central bank system. So I do believe, yes, I do believe countries are going to have their gold. Yes, they're going to probably have national currencies. And they'll be able to use, most likely, the system that is on the blockchain, which is Bitcoin, because it will be very easy for them to transact business instead of using the private Western central bank system. So if there are many, many countries outside of the SWIFT system, outside of the central bank system, what happens to the central bank system? Well, people start to realize that we don't need it. We don't need their centralized system where they have ultimate control. And we do know that the central bank system, they're already implementing the central bank digital currency into their SWIFT system. So I do believe this is the perfect opportunity to move away. And I do believe everything is set up for countries to use Bitcoin, and it allows countries now to use an alternative system where there was no alternative system. And I do believe this is where all this is headed. And this is just the beginning of it. And we're going to see a lot more of this as time goes on. And I do believe as the system completely and utterly implodes on itself, very close to the presidential election, this is going to give the Patriots an incredible amount of leverage. And with this leverage, I do believe the people will go along with what Trump and the Patriots are saying, that we need to move away from this system. We need to do something different because we're in a catastrophic scenario and we need to turn things around very, very quickly. And I do believe the people will be with him at this time. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are losing every step of the way. Why? Because the people now are seeing the deep state insurgency. They're starting to see exactly what they are now doing to this country. And I do believe this is all part of Trump and the Patriots' plan. And actually, since the people can see the insurgency and it's being exposed, people can also see what the actual plan is. Remember, going back to the first revolution, what did the colonists do? They fought for their freedom. They fought for the freedom to speak freely. They fought for the freedom to have free press. They fought for the freedom where the government wouldn't search their homes or quarter their homes. They fought for having the right to own a weapon. And they fought for religious freedom. So every step of the way, the colonists, they fought for their freedom during the First Revolutionary War. Fast forward to today, what are people doing? They're doing the same thing. They're fighting for their freedom. And if you notice, the people now are fighting for the exact same thing that the colonists fought for. The only difference is that we don't have death, destruction, blood, and everything like that. You haven't lost your family. You haven't lost your homes. So the people now are starting to see that, wait a minute, they're trying to take away all of our freedoms every step of the way. And we're not going to allow this. I mean, think about how this all started. It started with the censorship. Actually, if you go back a little bit in time, they started to remove our freedom during the World Trade Center when that came down, when they introduced the Patriot Act, where everyone was being searched in the airport. They said, oh, this is going to be good for you. We need to search you because we got to stop the terrorists. Even though that they were the terrorists, because remember, this was an inside job. The deep state players, they're the terrorists in this country. They're the tyrannical government. So basically, they created an incident so you, as a people, would give up your rights. And this is what they're continually doing. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they needed to show the people, and they needed this to be exaggerated. They needed the people to see this very, very clearly. And now the people, they are seeing it very, very clearly. And this is why the people must rise up. This is why the people must fight for their freedom. And this is why you're seeing this. This is not by accident. It's being done to wake the people up. Do you see what they're trying to do? And if you notice, each time they do it, it hits a different group. Some of the groups are overlapped. So the latest thing is, hey, you know something? It's Easter. So what we're going to do is we're going to make it, you know, Trans Day. Is that pissing a lot of people off? Is that pissing a lot of Christians? Are there a lot of Christians in this country that are most likely angry right now? Yes, it's waking those people up. And remember, those Christians, yes, some are going to be Democrats. Some are going to be independents. Some are going to be Republicans. But again, they're seeing this all play out right now. And I do believe this is part of the plan to show people, look what they're going to do here. This is the insurgency. Now, we're going to be discussing the insurgency a little bit later in the 16-year plan. But first, let's talk about what is happening right now with the fake news. Because right now, Vice.com, which was supposedly valued at $5.7 billion back in 2017, well, they're going to stop publishing their articles. They're going to shut down their sites. And what's very interesting is that this happened to The Messenger. This happened to BuzzFeed. We see that the larger corporations, the larger fake news outlets like the Los Angeles Times, Washington Post, CNN, they have slashed hundreds of jobs. Their ratings are in the dumpers. And the people, they're not listening to these organizations anymore. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said, according to the writings analysis of election year traffic, CNN is down 19%. New York Times is down 22%. Slate is down 42%. The Washington Post is down 43%. The Daily Beast is down 45%. And the Drudge Report is down 81%. I think that tells you everything you need to know. Is the plan working? Do people now recognize the fake news? Which tells you that the people are no longer paying attention to the fake news, which means the deep state players, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they don't have the narrative anymore. They don't control the narrative, and they're losing more and more of it every single day. They're becoming weaker and weaker and weaker. And now the people, they see this. It's becoming very, very clear to the people, and they understand that, hey, they've been peddling lies to we the people. It's been propaganda. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that the Patriots, they're continually exposing the crimes of the Biden family. And it's not just the Biden family. Remember, Biden was put into place. Actually, I do believe Obama really wanted Kamala Harris. He wanted her as president, but her poll numbers were so bad that they had to bring someone else in. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots saw this as an incredible opportunity and said, okay, this is the guy that you want. Perfect. Let him cheat in the election. Go ahead. Bring him in as resident, because now we can expose all his crimes. People could see that this happened under the Obama administration. And now people are going to understand that this is a criminal syndicate. It's operated by a criminal syndicate. It's controlled by a criminal syndicate. And it includes the FBI, DOJ, DHS, you name it. And now the people can see this. And every day that passes, I do believe those patriots, the MAGA patriots that are in the House right now, their job was to block as much as they possibly can and expose their crimes, expose how they went ahead and they accepted money from foreign countries, how they went ahead and they laundered the money through their network of their systems, how they then passed it on to their family members while selling secrets to these countries. This is what people have seen, and people have seen that they have used email alias addresses to communicate outside of the system. That tells you everything you need to know. Now, what's very interesting is that the National Archives, they released nearly 6,000 pages of emails this week to Republicans on the House Oversight Committee. And they're going to be looking through all of this information. And what do you think they're going to find? They're going to find quite a bit. Now, what's very interesting is that the Oversight Committee right now, Chairman Comer, he sent an official invite to Joe Biden to testify before the committee. And Biden must answer questions about his participation in his family's pay for influence schemes. So let's see what happens with this. This is going to be very, very interesting. But the other thing that's very interesting is that a federal judge has very bad news for Hunter Biden, because, again, we could see that the Biden administration, Joe Biden, they've been interfering with Trump's election campaign, which is election interference, and they've been indicting him every step of the way with all these hoax charges. So Hunter Biden tried to use the same exact thing. I mean, again, with his father, they were using the same exact thing, saying, hey, Trump is trying to interfere. The House is trying to interfere with the election, and this is election interference that's politically motivated. Well, it looks like that completely and utterly fell apart, because the judge, he has bad news for Hunter Biden. There is no evidence that this, all the charges and everything that's being brought up against Hunter, is politically motivated. There is no political motivation here, because everything that's coming out is completely documented facts. So it's very, very different from what's happening to Trump. Trump, his indictments, there were no facts. Actually, the facts are on Trump's side. He has all the facts. And in most of these cases, there's no victims. And Trump has the proof, but they don't want to look at the proof. They don't want to look at the evidence. They don't want to look at the documentation. And the people, they see this. They see election interference. They see how this is politically motivated. And when you look at the Bidens, everything is documented. And when we say documented, this is everything the Bidens have done. This is their bank records. This is their money laundering scheme. Everything that they have done is now being brought out into the light, and it's documented proof. It's not hearsay. It's not propaganda. Actually, everything that is being produced is coming from the Bidens, from their accounts, from their companies. Everything that they've done is coming from them. Think about it. Everything, all the charges that they brought against Trump, where's this evidence coming from? It's coming from hearsay. It's coming from propaganda. There's actually no documented evidence whatsoever. And that's why it's a huge fail. We'll be talking a little bit more about Trump a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what we're seeing now in the pedo world right now. Because, again, we saw NXIVM. We saw that was a cult and they branded their women. We saw Nygaard. We saw Wexner. We saw Weinstein. We've seen Epstein Island. And I do believe what we're seeing right now are all the different honeypots that are going to start popping up. Do I think Diddy's is the only one? No, I think there's multiple locations. I think there's a huge network of all of this. And now we're starting to get a glimpse into all this. Now, a lot of people already knew about this, but think about the rest of the American people. A lot of people didn't know about this. And more evidence is being produced. Ultra Peppy Lives Matters put this out on Telegram and said, what do babies and children have to do with a music video called Yummy? None of this makes any sense whatsoever. Could there be a hidden symbolism? You'll notice immediately that the Yummy song title had an artistic description of what some could refer to as pizza and cheese dripping down the letters. And this is Bieber's song called Yummy, and it's pictures of babies all over the place. Does that make any sense? And we could see that there is a network of sports stars, Hollywood stars. They were all involved with Diddy. And it's funny how all these individuals say the same thing, that Diddy party is ain't no, like no other party. LeBron came out and said, let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Ain't no party like a Diddy party. Now, why do they all say this? And why did Diddy have to take control of a 14-year-old boy? Usher, Bieber. Think about this for a second. Why did he need control over these individuals? because they were being groomed. That's why. And we could see now that all those people that have been talking out about Trump, about how they're so angry and pissed off, now you're starting to understand why. Because those who scream the loudest have the most to lose. What do they have to lose? Everything that they did. They most likely visited Epstein. They were involved in with Diddy's honeypot, most likely involved with many others. So all these individuals that you have been seeing, all these people that are screaming and yelling, they're panicking right now because the evidence is being brought out into the open. And what's very interesting, remember when we had 2,000 mules and they used the GPS phone data to track all the mules? Well, this technology is also being used to track those people that visited maybe Diddy, visited the pedo island of Epstein, and now nearly 200 people visiting these areas, they have been tracked. And some of these devices are linked to addresses in Ukraine, Cayman Islands, Australia. We have it here in the United States, Martha's Vineyard, Michigan, Florida, and many other places. So these individuals are being tracked just like 2,000 mules. The FBI uses, the police use it. But again, when it comes to, you know, tracking pedos and tracking those people that are cheating in the election, the technology, they say, doesn't work. But if we're tracking the people that we want to find, oh, the technology works. So I do believe this technology can be used to track down all of these people, and we can find out who actually visited Diddy's place, who actually visited Epstein's New York apartment, actually visited Epstein Island. I think this is going to be very easy to track all these people. And yes, maybe some people didn't bring their phone. Maybe they were told to leave it in an area. But again, if they all went to the airport and they left the phone there, well, that tells you everything you need to know right there. But I do believe most people probably snuck their phones onto the island or into the apartment or someplace because people love to have their phones on them. And I do believe this is going to really build up right now, and we're going to see a lot of information come out about this. And this is going to tell a very, very interesting story. Now, of course, these people are going to deny it. They're going to say, oh, it wasn't my phone. I mean, this is what they always do. But again, the evidence is going to build and build and build. And people are going to see, wait a minute, these people that have been screaming and yelling that I hate Trump, they were involved with Diddy, they were involved with Epstein, they were involved with all these people. It's going to become very, very clear to everyone. I do believe this is the dripping of information. If you notice, it's starting to accelerate right now because as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, you need to know who the criminal syndicate players are. You need to understand that they committed treason. You also need to know that they hurt children. Start to bring all this together. Well, it forms a picture and it becomes very, very clear as time goes on. And then you could see that it's always the same people. And it's always the same people that are going after Trump. That should tell you everything you need to know. Because, again, Trump is exposing all of this. The Patriots are exposing all of this. Just like they're exposing what's going on down at the border. Remember, in the very, very beginning, people thought, oh, yeah, let's have open borders. This is going to be incredible. People should be allowed to come to the United States. They should have the freedoms. But, again, people need to understand that, yeah, people can come to this country. There's no problem with that. You just have to go to the port of entry and you have to be vetted. Because why would we want millions of criminals in the country? Why would we want millions of drug traffickers, human traffickers? Why would we want terrorists? We would only want people that are going to benefit this country. Why would we want the prisoners from other countries? It makes no sense. So now, as time went on, what are people recognizing? They're realizing, wait a minute, I see what you were saying. I thought, yeah, this was a good idea, but I didn't realize that we were just going to let everybody in, and now they're going to be camping out in front of my house. Or some of these people will be in my house saying, this is my house now. And that's what people are experiencing. They're experiencing squatting, which is actually quartering, because these individuals that are coming into this country, they are the army of the deep state. So we have an invading army that is now going into people's homes without permission and staying there. So again, people must fight for their freedom. And this is not just happening out in New York. It's happening out in Florida. It's happening out in Texas. But again, Florida has different laws. I do believe DeSantis signed something that says, no, you can't squat here. The sheriff in Florida is saying, listen, somebody breaks into your home and they want to stay there. Listen, they enter your home. You have every right to shoot them. And out in Texas, a Texas woman, there was a individual that decided, you know something, no one's here. Let me come in here. I'm going to squat. The woman is away in Florida taking care of a sick mother. She comes home. There's a person in her house. They were selling off her items in her house. And it was very difficult to get rid of her. So that's very interesting. And remember that Venezuelan illegal that was on TikTok telling people how to do it, then was banned from TikTok. Well, that person was just arrested here in the United States by immigration authorities. So thank God for that. But out in Texas, Greg Abbott put this out on X and said, in Texas, anyone squatting in your home is breaking the law. They are criminals violating Texas laws like criminals, trespass, and criminal mischief. Texas Penal Code 30.05 and 28.03. Also, the Texas Castle Doctrine empowers Texans to use force to defend themselves and their property. So do you think we're going to see a lot of squatters in Florida and a lot of squatters in Texas? No, because people have the right to defend themselves. People have the right to defend their castle, and that is their home. And once the criminals know this, they're not coming into these homes because the people can come in there and force them out, and they know this. See, in New York, it's very, very different because they protect the squatters. They protect the illegals. They protect the criminals. Because again, the deep state players, they protect their foot soldiers. That's why they implement these laws in all these different blue cities and blue states. And the border is a complete and utter disaster. And the people of this country, they're starting to see it firsthand. And what's very interesting is that Speaker Mike Johnson, together with 11 House impeachment managers, they just sent a letter to Senator Schumer telling him, we'll deliver the articles of Secretary Mayorkas' impeachment to the Senate on April 10th. And that he must hold a full trial. Let's see what they do. Do you think they're going to go forward with this? This should be very interesting. But you can see the deep state players, they're trying to get control of the narrative and they're trying to get control of the people. And when they talk about hate speech, they're actually talking about things that the government doesn't like, or if you're countering their narrative or going after their foot soldiers, their people. Remember, the people of the country, they are not their people. The people that they bring into those countries and the people that they prop up, those are their people. Those are their, that's their army that they're going to use. So, for example, if you look out in New Zealand, there was an individual that went ahead and painted on a rainbow crosswalk. So, in New Zealand, there is a manhunt underway to find these three people who painted on a rainbow crosswalk. They're calling this hate speech. Think about this for a second. Here in the United States, if you don't think it happens here in the United States, there was a video that shows, I guess it was the FBI, they never showed their ID, said they were from the FBI. They showed up at the woman's house to question her because of memes. So Facebook flagged her memes. I do believe these memes were about Biden. And the FBI, which we don't know if it was really the FBI because they didn't show their ID, and they're saying that these memes that were criticizing Joe Biden, well, they're not really allowed. Well, they really didn't say that. They're just saying, are you the person that did it? We're trying to keep you safe. Well, first of all, you're allowed to make fun of the elected official. The people have the right to free speech as long as you're not saying you're going to kill someone, like, you know, Kathy Griffin held up the head of Donald Trump with Trump, where blood was dripping, or all the other D's were threatening people. This person just made a meme, and allegedly the FBI, whoever they were, the Gestapo, they came to the woman's house and they wanted to question her. Unbelievable. Does this remind you of Nazi Germany? Absolutely. Are people now seeing the truth of the matter? That these people are after your freedom? The freedom to speak freely? The freedom to question the authorities? They're not really the authorities. Remember, the people didn't elect these individuals. And this is what happened with the colonists, with the first revolution. We are in the second revolution. The people of this country are doing the same exact thing without the blood, without destruction, without the burning down of your homes. You're fighting for the same exact freedoms. And I do believe this was all put together by Trump and the Patriots. Now, I don't mean that they're causing this. They knew the deep state players would take this approach. They knew that they would implement the insurgency. They would implement the 16-year plan, and they would have to accelerate it because Trump put them way, way behind. And he knew, just like the military, that people would then start to really wake up and people would start to see, wait a minute, they're really trying to take away our freedom. It's not a conspiracy. I see it. I see it every single day, and it's getting worse and worse. But what's very interesting, out in Louisiana, they decided to write a bill, and I do believe the Senate wrote a bill, still has to go to the House to get passed, where the state of Louisiana, they just passed the bill 37-0 to not allow a single rule, regulation, policy, tax, or mandate to be enforced by the WHO, UN, or World Economic Forum. Why? Because they're not part of this country. They should not have any say in what goes on here. We have the Constitution. Actually, we shouldn't even need a bill like this because the Constitution is the law of the land. There's nothing above the Constitution. Not here. So, yeah, maybe the UN and the WEF and the WHO can work in other countries because there's no other country that has a Constitution like the United States. Remember, this is not a Constitution that was developed and created by the government. It was a constitution that was developed and created by we the people that was it was given to the government as a contract. If you're going to serve we the people, you must abide by this. And if you don't, we don't need you. These are your rules. That's what we gave the government. Is the government following this? No, that means it's a tyrannical government. And this is why you see them chipping away at the freedom, every single freedom that you have. And they're going to continue to do this because they hate the Constitution. They hate the people. They hate this country. They've been trying to get rid of it for a very long time because once America falls, rest of the countries, they don't have a Constitution. Those were created by the government. That's why it's easy to implement all these different things in all these different countries. That's why they have a problem here in the United States. And they'll continue to have the problem because why? The people are waking up. The people are fighting back. The people are rising up and they're fighting against what the deep state is trying to do here. This is why they're losing every step of the way. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is what happened with the Baltimore Bridge here, which is the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The individual that wrote the national anthem, Star Spangled Banner, and I do believe this was a message. And yes, there's many different agendas associated with this. But Chuck Colesto put this out and said, Synergy Marine Group managed the ship that hit Baltimore Bridge and has strong business relations with China. It specializes in remote system monitoring. Synergy provides ship owners with mission critical services, included full technical management. Example, regulatory compliance, maintenance, procurement, remote systems monitoring, crew management, as well as marine services and many others. So this is very interesting. And when you start to look at the black box and you look at the information on the ship, why is there 2 minutes of the black box on ship that hit the bridge missing? Why did Biden come out and say, hey, the people are going to pay for the bridge? Shouldn't it be with the responsibility of the ship owner? Should it be the responsibility of the insurance company? Well, the only reason you would come out and say this and take away that responsibility is because you don't want them investigating what happened there. You want to control the investigation because, again, you know, the insurance company, they would go out and they would investigate and they would probably turn up other evidence saying that someone hacked in, someone did something to the systems of that ship. And I do believe it would be then they would track it down. They would find out who. And you think Biden wants that? You think the criminal syndicate wants that? Absolutely not. But I do believe the people, they're questioning everything. And that's good to question it because that entire scenario that happened with the Francis Scott Key Bridge makes no sense whatsoever. Where were the tugboats that were on call 24 hours a day? What happened there? It just doesn't make sense. And if you have all these questions, and if you have the deep state players trying to manipulate, cover up, and do all these things, you know something else happened there. Just like we see something else happening with the fallen officer, right? I think it was Thursday, we had, what, Biden, we had Obama, we had Clinton. They decided to celebrate and raise money. Trump, what did he do? He went to the wake. He paid his respects. He paid off the mortgage of the family because they were just beginning their lives. And very interesting. The police, they came out in force. The road, the parade was absolutely incredible, filled with police officers honoring one of theirs. And where was Biden? Where were all these other individuals? Nowhere to be found. And what's very interesting, you could see that Biden, Obama, Clinton, they were celebrating with singers trying to raise money. Trump, he was with the family, showing the people, I'm the people's president. Patriots Are in Control put this out on X and said, a tale of two presidents in New York City. One hosts a swanky fundraiser with the elitist liberals, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Lizzo, and Stephen Colbert. And the other attends the wake of a slain NYPD officer, comforting his family and paying respects to the fallen. It's as clear as day. Biden represents the elites. Trump represents the people. And it is clear as day. Just like everything else, two-tier justice system, borders, shut down, secure, open, economy, energy independence with Trump, an economy that's failing, not energy independent. You could see both sides now very, very clearly. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they set this up so you could see this very, very clearly. And you could see that these individuals, they're part of the criminal syndicate. They're not for you. They're not for you whatsoever. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he put out a meme of Biden tied up in the back of a pickup truck. And the fake news, they went crazy over this. And they started to put out articles. Trump threatens Biden with images of president bound and kidnapped in back of MAGA truck. Trump shares shock image of Joe Biden in social media video. Patriots in Control put this out and said, well, the media has their new bloodbath narrative. Trump shared a meme, the horror. Meanwhile, these same news outlets sat by silently while BLM and Antifa destroyed cities with actual violence. And that's just one example of their rampant hypocrisy. And think about all those people that are marching with Hamas, tearing down things, hurting people, screaming and yelling, breaking windows. Yeah, you know what? Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, agents, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below, because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's look at this meme, but let's not look at what actually happened, where we actually had physical violence. I mean, really think about this. This tells you everything you need to know. And it's becoming very, very clear. And like we said before, during this period of time, during Easter, where Christians look at this as a very, very high holy day, what did Biden do? He came out and he said, okay, this is going to be Transgender Day. Now remember, there's been a lot of trans shootings. I meme, therefore I am, put this out and said, Koss shooter identified as non-binary, Denver shooter identified as trans, Aberdeen shooter identified as trans, Nashville shooter identified as trans, Philly shooter identified as cross-dresser, Perry shooter identified as trans. So what is Biden doing? He's empowering his foot soldiers, not just his alone, it's the deep state foot soldiers, and basically showing the people, listen, we don't care about you. We're going to show you how much we hate you. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots needed the people to see, look, they're still violating your constitutional rights every step of the way. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit more about Trans Day and religious freedom in a sec. But what's very interesting is that people now are calling out Letitia James for not prosecuting John Stewart for property overvaluation. Remember, no one is above the law. So if he went ahead and did the same thing as Trump, then what should happen? They should go after everyone that did what Trump did. But of course, they're not going to. And that shows you everything. That means it was a political hit job. It's election interference. And it's going to become clearer and clearer every single day. Just like it's becoming very, very clear that the daughter of the judge, which is Judge Merchant, who is presiding over Trump's New York hush money trial, has two significant Democratic clients who have raised over $93 million in campaign donations by fundraising off the criminal case. Trump, he responded to this and said, this is a disgrace to our legal system. Judge Merchant should be immediately sanctioned and recused, and this fake case, only kept alive by the highly conflicted judge, should be completely dismissed right away. There is no case, there is no crime. Andy McCarthy, Jonathan Turley, and all legal experts and scholars universally agree that this is a case that should have never been brought. It is a political, election-interfering witch hunt, just like all the other hoaxes, headed up and coordinated by the DOJ against the political opponent or crooked Joe Biden in order to help get the worst president in the history of the United States reelected. And he's absolutely right. And this is what people are now seeing. They're seeing the election interference. And like we said before, Biden, they and Obama, they went out to raise money. But the people, they were out there and they were protesting against Obama, Bill Clinton, Steve Colbert in New York. And remember, they need to raise money because they're going to try to cheat in the election and they're going to try to bring in a different candidate. and they need the money to do the change of batter and to cheat in the election. And this is why I do believe they are now pushing this very, very hard. At this point, it doesn't matter how much money Biden has. He's losing against Trump because just look at the issues. Trump is winning on the issues. Remember, this is an issues campaign. People relate to issues. It's very, very easy to see. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they set it up. So it's very, very easy to see. But you can see they're going to try to cheat any way they possibly can. YouTube right now says it has a responsibility to manipulate algorithms leading up to the 2024 elections. So what does that mean? They're going to actually say, okay, it's our responsibility to manipulate this. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring the authoritative sites up to the top so you can see the authoritative sites instead of all the conspiracy theories. And this is what they did during COVID. Actually, they censored people during COVID, but they also did the same thing. They brought the authoritative sites, their fake news sites, to the top, and they just kept those sites on top through many, many pages and pushed everyone else down because they didn't want anyone to see this. And remember, this is YouTube's self-professed 4 R's of responsibility. Remove content that violates our policies as quickly as possible. Raise up authoritative voices when people are looking for breaking news and information. Reward trusted, eligible creators and artists. That means anyone that's in line with them, that's what they're going to push up. So yes, they're going to cheat. I mean, look what's happening out in Hawaii. Audit the Vote put this out on Telegram, said, Hawaii is codifying into law the utterly ridiculous gaslighting Orwellian notion that a ballot image is the exact same thing as paper ballots. Why would they do that? Remember, they used images, not paper ballots, in 2022 audits in Hawaii because they can manipulate this. They don't want people to see the originals because then people would start to realize, well, wait a minute, this doesn't look right. Something's wrong here. So can we use their system to have a free, transparent, fair election? No, we cannot. It's completely impossible. And this is why I do believe in the end, we will not be able to use their election systems. We're going to have to go back to paper. We're going to have to go back to counting on the same day. We're going to have to go back to IDs where people come in person and say, yes, I'm here to vote. And people are allowed to stand over the entire voting operation to make sure that everything's on the up and up. The deep state doesn't want this because they know in the end they will not be able to win. And I do believe this is why they're going to try to postpone the elections. But again, since it's Easter right now, right on schedule, we had Biden and he came out and he said, okay, March 31st is going to be Transgender Day of Visibility. Think about that. Why in the world would he do that? Did that wake a lot of people up? Absolutely. Stephen Miller responded to this and said, turning one of the most sacred days of Christendom into a celebration of child sexual mutilization and chemical castration is simply wicked. Wicked. Absolutely. And what's very interesting is that Kathy Hochul, she's right on schedule doing what the deep state wants. She ordered New York landmarks lit up in trans flag colors on Easter Sunday for a Transgender Day of Visibility. Remember, all these people are part of the criminal syndicate. And yes, they're coming after everyone's rights. And yes, they're doing this on purpose. And this purpose is to wake the people up. Because Trump and the Patriots, they know that as they keep coming after your rights, it's going to wake up groups of people. Doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, it's going to wake up a lot of people. And think about how many Christians there are in this country. Is this going to wake them up? Absolutely. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Paul Florette, which is Absolute 1776, put this out. And Dan Scavino, he put up a picture back from 1956 where we had the buildings and they were lit up with crosses all over the place. And he actually typed in 1056. Now, was that just a normal typo or coincidence? Well, what's actually very interesting about this, it leads to post 1056, which mentions Chandler and Eminem. So is information going to be coming out about Eminem? Because remember, all of this is connected. And we've seen these posts before, and it's all starting to come true right now. Is he letting us know that this is on deck? I do believe so. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the White House is laying down new rules for the religious holiday tradition. No religious symbols or overtly religious themes on the Easter egg designs. So they're really pushing this very, very hard, and they are now violating everyone's religious freedom and how they want to get rid of this high holy day. I mean, really think about this for a second. So now the Christian people, they are now waking up and they're seeing the truth of the matter. And now I think a lot of them are getting very, very angry. DC Drano said, it's about time the trans community finally got some recognition. Oh, wait. And then lists all the different awareness days they already have. Why are we even doing this? Well, this is all happening because people must fight for their freedom. People must rise up. The deep state will continue to do this because what's their main mission? Their main mission is to get rid of the Constitution, get rid of your rights. Trump, he put this out. He put out a statement, and it's statement from Trump campaign on Joe Biden's blasphemous declaration of Trans Visibility Day on Easter Sunday. And this is what it says. It is appalling and insulting that Joe Biden's White House prohibited children from submitting religious egg designs for their Easter art event and formally proclaimed Easter Sunday as the Trans Day of Visibility. Sadly, these are just two more examples of the Biden administration years-long assault on the Christian faith. We call on Joe Biden's failing campaign and White House to issue an apology to the millions of Catholics and Christians across America who believe tomorrow is for one celebration only, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So once again, Trump is now ordering Biden to apologize. You really think that's going to happen? Absolutely not. Remember, this entire plan, everything that we're witnessing right now, is to wake the American people up and have the people fight for their freedom. This is why this is all happening. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, and this is the question they asked, is the federal government today a protector of Americans' religious rights or a threat to those rights? A threat to religious rights. 42% of the Democrats right now say yes. Independents, 55% say yes. GOP, 73% say yes. All voters, 56% say yes. So now people now are waking up from this. So think about it. Every step of the way, people are waking up to how the government is violating your constitutional rights. And remember, this is an issues campaign. And actually, Trump has confirmed that this is an issues campaign. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they set this up this way. Because now, every time Biden comes out and does something, Trump comes out and says, do you like this? Well, I can fix it. It's an issues campaign. And it's very, very easy to see. Trump, he actually put this out on Truth. Voters trust Trump on the issues. Immigration, Trump up by 48. Taxes, Trump up by 32. Economy, Trump up by 30. China, Trump up by 28. Crime, Trump up by 28. Inflation, Trump up by 27. And there'll be more and more issues as time goes on. And I do believe this is all part of the plan. And what we're actually seeing right now, yes, it's the 16-year plan, and it's the insurgency. Let me read post 4008. And it says, read slowly and carefully. Knowledge is power. Irregular warfare is far more varied than conventional conflict. Hence the importance of an intellectual framework that is coherent enough to provide guidance and flexible enough to adapt to circumstances. American counterinsurgency practice rests on a number of assumptions. That the decisive effort is rarely military, although security is the essential prerequisite for success. So it's not a military operation, but you need the military for security. Interesting. That our efforts must be directed to the creation of local and national government structures that will serve their population and, over time, replace the efforts of foreign partners. That superior knowledge and particular understanding of the human terrain is essential, and that we must have the patience to preserve in what will necessarily prove long struggles. Interesting, long struggles. How long has this been taking? Quite a while. That's the counterinsurgency. Insurgency, however, can and will flourish in the modern environment. The strains created by globalization, by the collapse of weak state structures, by demographic, environmental, and economic pressures, by the ease of cooperation among insurgent groups and criminals, and by the appearance of destructive radical ideologies, and in which a free and moderate governance is at risk. So, and this is in bold, this section, and in brackets. Insurgency is the organized use of subversion and violence to seize, nullify, or challenge political control of a region. As such, it is primarily a political struggle in which both sides used armed force to create space for their political, economic, and influence activities to be effective. Insurgency is not always conducted by a single group with a centralized military-style command structure, but may involve a complex matrix of different actors with various aims, loosely connected to dynamic and non-hierarchical networks. To be successful, insurgencies require charismatic leadership, supporters, recruits, supplies, safe havens, and funding, often from illicit activities. They only need the active support of a few enabling individuals, but the passive acquiescence of a large proportion of the contested population will give a higher probability of success. This is best achieved when the political cause of the insurgency has strong appeal, manipulating religious, tribal, or local identity to exploit common societal grievances or needs. Insurgents seek to gain control of populations through a combination of persuasion, subversion, coercion, while using guerrilla tactics to offset the strengths of government security forces. Their intent is usually to protect the struggle, exhaust the government, and win sufficient popular support to force capitulation or political accommodation. Consequently, insurgencies evolve through a series of stages, through the progression and outcome will be different in almost every case. So what do we see happening right now? We see the insurgency. Trump has been building the counterinsurgency. It takes a long time. The people must see the insurgency. And yes, you need the military for security, but the military is not going to go around and round up the people. The people must fight back. The people must rise up. And that brings me to post 1332. This is May 10, 2018. It says, fellow patriots, what you're about to learn should not only scare you, but intensify your resolve to take back control, freedom. And that's in brackets in bold. The information that will become public will further demonstrate the criminal and corrupt, pure evil abuse of power that the Hussein administration undertook in joint efforts with domestic and foreign dignitaries. The snowball has begun rolling. There is no stopping it now. D5. Stay the course and trust the plan. Protective measures are in place. Remain brave. We knew this day would come. United we stand. Where we go on, we go all. We fight. Conspiracy no more. So as the counterinsurgency builds, you cannot stop it. People will become awake. People understand what's going on. And once you start the ball rolling, the counterinsurgency gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. That is what we're seeing. I want to go to post 2362. This is October 7th, 2018. Down below it says, and this is from Ronald Reagan, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. And yes, people see this. People understand that you must fight for your freedom. And that brings me to post 3907, March 28th, 2020. The entire world is watching. Patriots from around the world are praying for America. We are all bound by a feeling deep inside, a feeling that cannot be publicly expressed for fear of ridicule, a feeling that challenges the mainstream narrative against that which we are told to accept and dare not question. Put simply, that people are being abused by those in power and time is running out. Remember the battles of Lexington and Concord? Gimme liberty or gimme death? Far too long, we have been silent and allowed our bands of strength that we once formed to defend freedom and liberty to deteriorate. We became divided. We became weak. We elected traitors to govern us. We allowed evil to prey on us. Those who claimed to represent us gave us false hope, made false promises. The evil and corruption only grew. Think about what we have today. This is more than just party politics. This is about restoring old glory. This is about saving our land and our people from those who wish to do us harm. This is about preserving our republic, preserving our safety, restoring our strength. This is about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is about protecting our children. This is about saving America. We are all God's children. We are fathers, mothers, daughters, sons, brothers, sisters. We do not look at race. We do not look at skin color. We are united in the United States of America. We are and will always be patriots. We must rise again. We must unite again. We must fight again for God and country. God bless America. And that is the entire plan. The entire plan is the counterinsurgency. The counterinsurgency takes a long time. Every step of the way, you're seeing your freedoms being chipped away. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to be secure in your belongings and in your home, the freedom of religion, to practice your religion, the freedom to own a weapon, the freedom not to be searched unless there's a warrant. Every step of the way, people, just like our colonists, we need to fight for our freedom. And I do believe everyone is waking up now, one step at a time. And they're each time they come after the freedoms of the people, people see, whoa, you just crossed the line. All right, I saw censorship. I might not have believed it. But now you're coming after my religion? Okay, not allowed. I'm stopping it right here. In the end, as we go and we get closer and closer to the presidential election, more and more people, they're going to start to wake up and they're going to push back on the freedoms that they're losing. And yes, people will be afraid. People will see war. People will see chaos in the streets. But this is to wake the people up and make the counterinsurgency strong to fight against the insurgency. And I do believe the plan is working. I do believe the counterinsurgency is at a point now where it is very strong and it's just going to get stronger. And I do believe in the end, Trump just needs the D's on his side to complete this mission. And this way we can have an election where the deep state players aren't controlling it, where the people will agree we need to use paper ballots so we can have a true vote. And I do believe this is where all of this is headed. And this is why you see all of this happening. It's about freedom. It's about taking back this country. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before signups end by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.